But first this hour, a summit is getting underway today in San Francisco, looking into the efforts of cities, states, regions, companies, and investors to deal with climate change. The Global Climate Action Summit will touch on issues ranging from health to clean energy to trash to finance. And the summit starts the same week. California Governor Jerry Brown signed a new law that, among other things, phases out electricity made from fossil fuels by 2045. Nick Nuttall is a spokesperson for the summit. I caught up with him earlier and asked him what the event is about and what its origins are.
It was originally requested by the United Nations. You may remember in 2015, the world came together to deliver a landmark universal climate change agreement of all nations. And that was very much supported by the enthusiasm, the commitments of cities and states and regions, of businesses and investors and civil society. And the United Nations knew that the Paris Agreement, what was put on the table by government, didn't amount to, you know, in other words, saving the planet into the future. The commitments were not really high enough. Everybody knew that, and everybody knew that we had to ratchet up the commitments of governments as we go through time. And the next big D-Day is 2020, and that is when the world is supposed to peak the pollution, peak the greenhouse gas emissions, which are causing climate change. So the UN asked Governor Brown of California to organize a summit in 2018 of cities, states and regions, businesses and investors and civil society. And that is what the governor has done in partnership with many other co-chairs from different parts of the world. And that is what is happening this week.
I'm wondering how the thinking maybe has changed, at least somewhat, among some of the folks who will be attending the summit now that the U.S. has left the Paris Climate Agreement.
Yeah, well, the President of the United States signaled very quickly that he was intending to pull out of the Paris Agreement. He hasn't actually pulled his nation out of the agreement yet. But, the thing about climate change is it's bigger than one country. It's bigger than one administration. And if you look around the world at all the nations from India and China through to countries in Africa and the European Union, Latin America, everywhere, you can see that nations are moving forward on climate change. And they're moving forward because they have subnational governments and they have businesses, forward-looking businesses behind them. And if you think about the amount of investors now pointing their investments into this low-carbon green economy, it's something like $30 trillion. Which is one third bigger than the US economy. So there is a movement underway and it's unstoppable. But the problem is that we need to move faster because the problem is actually increasing rather than diminishing at this moment.
I'm wondering if in some ways having the momentum come maybe from states and cities, especially in the US, might be able to help things move more quickly than if the federal government were involved.
Well, you know, this has been over 20 years of trying to deal with this issue of climate change under the United Nations. And, cities and states and regions and businesses and investors have now come very much to the fore in partnership with governments. And it is a partnership. So you do need the national governments to actually make their contribution to this. They're very important. But they can be buoyed, they can be backed up, and they can get huge contributions from these other sectors of society.
How important is a gathering like this to sort of get people together who are sort of on the same page as far as what they think about some of these issues and maybe connect people who maybe are from different parts of the country or different parts of the world who don't know each other who are maybe working on similar kinds of things?
Yeah, I think that that's very important indeed. And you have, you know, the formal United Nations annual meetings as well, which are 2 weeks long. This is slightly different. There are very many bold commitments that are going to be announced at this summit, from cities adopting zero waste policies like San Francisco to announcements on the number of electric vehicles that cities will be procuring over the coming years. And you'll also see more announcements by investors shifting their investments into this clean, green, low carbon economy. So it's going to be a series of announcements. And there will be a call at the end, specifically to national governments, because next September in New York, the UN Secretary General will be actually convening leaders of nations in New York. And the idea is that these leaders will hopefully have heard what has come out of San Francisco. Hopefully your listeners will hear what comes out of San Francisco this week and say, okay, yeah, things are moving to a new level of ambition, and we as national governments are going to up our national climate action plans.
Is there a sense that some of these goals are maybe easier to reach or maybe more appropriate, especially in the U.S., in certain cities or states than others?
Well, every state and region in the union is a bit like every country in the world. Everybody's got their own kind of issues. You know, some people are rich in fossil fuels and find it very difficult to give those up. Some people are rich in things like sunlight and wind, so it's easier for them to adopt, say, certain renewable energy. So everyone's got their own individual challenges and their own individual circumstances. But the main thing is the Paris Agreement is not some kind of straitjacket that dictates thou shalt do things this way. It simply says, look, these are the goals we need to reach, and you need to be creative on how you do it, looking at your own national circumstances or your own local or regional circumstances.
Nick Nuttall is a spokesperson for the Global Climate Action Summit. It gets underway today in San Francisco and runs through Friday.